And so Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 and 21, we will focus specifically on verse 21 for the next few minutes and answer the question, remind ourselves, why was Jesus born? So verse 20 of Matthew chapter 1 says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." As we look forward to Christmas here in just the coming weeks, as we have spent some extra time this morning singing about Christ's birth, focusing specifically on the prophecies pertaining to Christ's birth through Scripture, we understand there's probably not a one of us that would not say, well, yes, Christmas is about Christ. We know that. We give assent to it. Matter of fact, we could probably ask many in our community, and they would at least acknowledge the fact, okay, there's a nativity, there's you know, something to do with Jesus at the time of Christmas. And you know, if we're not careful, we can let that nativity scenes just become part of Christmas decorations, and we don't reflect on or we don't remember the reason why that is so important and why we celebrate Christmas. And I'm sure every one of us here could say, well, yes, we know Jesus was born in a manger. We know that's who's in the manger. But the most important question is, well, do you know why he was in the manger? Why was Jesus born? And even if we know it ourselves, are we sharing that with others at this time of year? Do our friends, do our families know why Jesus was born? Let me give you just three very simple reasons to reflect on as we move into this Christmas season, and reasons that you can share with your friends and loved ones and coworkers as well as we explain the significance of this Christmas season. The Bible tells us in verse 21 that Jesus was born for the purpose of saving his people from their sins. This is why he was born some 2,000 years ago. This is why we celebrate even today. And so we see that Jesus was born to save us from our sins. Now, why is that important? Well, here's the questions we're going to answer. Why was Jesus born? First of all, because every one of us needs a Savior. Very simply, because every one of us needs a Savior. Matter of fact, just think through it logically with me here. It says that Jesus shall save his people from their sins. Matter of fact, his very name means Jehovah shall save. If Jesus was sent and was born to be our Savior, then that means we need saving. Just a logical conclusion, that we need saving. If we did not need saving, a Savior would not have come. But because God sent his Son to save us, then the only conclusion we can come to is that fact, that we need saving. But what do we need saving from? You know, when we think of someone rescuing or saving someone, it's for a reason. You know, when first responders are dispatched, they are dispatched for a reason, to save you from something, whether it's, you know, a fire as the fire department or a wreck or whatever else. There's something to save you from. One of the things I remember about our time in Russia as missionaries there was the titles that they had for certain jobs or certain professions really lined up with, you know, the Bible's truth about salvation and made for great illustrations. Matter of fact, they're first responders. Well, we would consider paramedics or EMTs or that nature were called spasitel, which is the Russian word for savior. So they were called saviors because they were saving you from something. And that was the exact term used in the Bible to describe Christ, and so made for a good parallel and a good illustration in sharing the gospel. But if Christ was sent as our Savior, then it stands to reason we need saving from something. And the Bible makes it clear that we need saving from our sin. Matter of fact, here in verse 21, it says that, to save his people from their sins. The word sin in this verse simply means to not hit the mark. It's kind of a term used for archery where you draw back the bow, you let it go, and the arrow goes and falls short. Doesn't hit the target. That's the idea of sin. that we fail to hit God's mark that he has established in his word, that standard that he has set, that he has revealed through his word, that he has given through the law to show us our inability to meet God's standard and to keep and to meet his mark. We are not able to meet God's standard. We break God's law as written in his word. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 tells us that sin is the transgression of the law or breaking of God's law. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Again, we've fallen short of hitting that mark. We may get the question, okay, what's the big deal? Why is that important? So if I don't meet God's standard, what if I meet mine? Why is that such a big deal? Well, the Bible tells us that because we have broken God's law, because we do not meet the mark that God has set, that there is a penalty to be paid for our sins. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that's not referring just to physical death, which is one consequence of sin, but this is referring to eternal death, eternal separation from God in a place that the Bible calls the lake of fire, punishment for all of eternity for sin. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And so we're reminded of the fact that because we are all sinners, because we are destined to eternal death, as we've seen traced through Scripture a little bit this morning through our Scripture readings, we need a Savior who can save us from our sins. And the reason why Christ was born is, first of all, very simply because every one of us needs a Savior. But the second reason why Christ was born is not just because we need a Savior, but also it stands to reason if Jesus has to be our Savior, then we cannot save ourselves. Christ was born because we need a Savior, but he was born because we cannot save ourselves from our sin. Matter of fact, here we see in verse 21, and they made mention of this already, the name Jesus means Jehovah saves, God saves. And it says here in verse 21 that he shall save his people from their sins. The way of salvation is exclusive. It is only through Jesus Christ. John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So yes, it is exclusive. It is only through Jesus Christ, but it is a universal invitation as well. It is offered to all. All can believe. Acts 4 verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The fact that a Savior had to be sent shows that you and I cannot save ourselves from our sins. No matter what we try, no matter how hard we work at it, we cannot save ourselves from our sins. It's not by going to church. It's not by doing good deeds. It's not by doing enough good to outweigh your bad. Those things do nothing to forgive you of your sins and make you right with God. Salvation from sin and sin's penalty is only through Jesus Christ. This is why he was born, because we need a Savior and because we cannot save ourselves. But the third and final reason I'd like you to consider this morning and reflect on is this. Jesus was born not just because we need a Savior, not just because we cannot save ourselves, but he was born to remind us that God has not forsaken us. God has not forsaken you. The fact that God sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to be born on this earth to save you from your sins shows you that God loves you, he knows you, and he has not forsaken you. At the time of Christmas when we give gifts to each other, we're reminded of the fact that God has given us the greatest gift of all. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal or have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The fact that God sent Jesus to be born on this earth shows us that we need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves, but also shows us God has not forsaken us. He has given us a gift, provided a gift to be able to be made right with him, to have our sins forgiven. Just as any gift under the tree is no good unless you actually accept it and open it and take it for yourself, God's gift of eternal salvation does you no good unless you accept it and believe by faith. When you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and in him alone to save you from your sins. That is the reason why Jesus was born. That is the reason why Christ came. And as we have focused on that, spent more time this morning in our service, reading through the scriptures and seeing the prophecies and the promises of the coming Messiah and why Christ was born, the question I want us to consider today is this. First of all, do you know that Christ was born for you? Has there been a time in your life where you have realized that you are a sinner in need of a Savior and that you cannot save yourself? Have you realized that Jesus is the only one who can provide that salvation? If there's never been a time in your life when you have done that, would you today be willing to accept the gift of salvation that God offers you? If you have accepted that, you do know Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are a child of God, then this Christmas season, will you share that gift with those that God brings into your life? Whether it's through family get-togethers, whether it's through work, school, friends, whatever. Many of them would probably have this same question. Why was Christ born? What's the significance of it? Will you take the truths of God's word and explain it to them and show them why Christ was born? Because we need a Savior, because we cannot save ourselves, and because God has not forsaken us. May we reflect on these truths as we go into the Christmas season here today. As we close the service here this morning, we're going to sing one more song together. Number 102 reminds us of the truths that we have sung about and read. Number 102, Born to Die. So Anthony is going to come and lead us in our closing hymn.